Whenever I play that record, I'm always very tempted to say, this is the BBC, the Band and Broadcasting Company. Frankie goes to Hollywood, and the song called Relax, and we're broadcasting from Bandon to Kinsale, Clonakilty, Skibbereen, Bantry, Dunmanway, and Macroom. We're WKLR, the voice of West Cork. There's an oldie for you now from 1968, The Showstoppers. Seven minutes to 9 o'clock. And Hegarty Meats Limited in Bandon, following a major modernization program, now require daily large numbers of bullocks, heifers and cows to fill continental and Middle Eastern contracts. Hegarty Meats prices are always competitive, and payment is always prompt at Hegarty Meats. Phone Bandon 41301 or 41184. WKLR with Rick Springfield, his latest 45, The Human Touch.
The alley to the heart.
goes on a little bit, doesn't it? Rick Springfield, The Human Touch. I tell you, I get a little bit fed up with the one radio station all the time, don't you? I know you do. All right, you don't have to admit it. Let's try this old radio here, see if we can get, just switch it on. It's one of those old valve radios. Takes a long time to warm up. Let's see if this is the sort of thing you'd hear Itma on, and Radio Caroline and things like that. You might even hear my mum on it. Oh, let's see. Hey there, Mum.
Hello, lovey.
Oh, yes, I thought you'd be there.
Come on, let's rock and roll with the Ramones.
Over the Top Breakfast Show, Peter Madison, Ramones and Rock and Roll Radio, on independent local radio for the West Cork region, WKLR. It's 9 o'clock.
Good morning, I'm Paul Sheehan. A 19-year-old farm apprentice from Mallow, Mr. James Beecher, died last night after falling into a slurry tank on a farm in Caravanahan in Bandon. It's thought that Mr. Beecher was working on a pipe at the tank when it broke. The Gardaí and the Bandon Fire Brigade rushed to the scene when the alarm was raised and Mr. Beecher's body was removed to the Bandon Cottage Hospital, where a post-mortem examination will be carried out later today. Prison governors in Northern Ireland say separation of Republicans and Loyalists in the Mays prison was a major factor in last September's Mays breakout. The Prison Governors Association say that if there had been even a few Loyalist prisoners in the IRA block, it would have been virtually impossible for the escape to have happened without the alarm being raised. As concern grows for the safety of British and American people in Lebanon, two car ferries are standing by to take them out of Beirut if necessary. It's now estimated that the two ships will be ready to go in sometime later today. One of the ferries is already anchored off the Beirut coast, and the other has sailed from Cyprus. Many people who come out on these ships are expected to go to Cyprus. According to a spokesman of the Defence Ministry in London, it's up to the British and American ambassadors to call in the ferries. Their decision is likely to be based on how many of the 1,800 British and American citizens want to leave, how many of them they have been able to contact, when they are able to get them into some more organised group, and above all, what arrangements have been made for their safe journey. The expatriates in Beirut face a major problem trying to leave the city. Many roads are blocked and dangerous because of gunfire. Meanwhile, fighting continues in Beirut. The American gunship New Jersey has carried out a heavy bombardment of Syrian-controlled areas of Lebanon. Casualties are believed to be high. An international team of research scientists has published fresh evidence about the way healthy human cells can turn cancerous. The scientists, based at the Imperial Cancer Research Fund in London, say they have discovered a new link between the genes responsible for normal cell growth and those that cause cancer. Their findings have been seen as an important advance in the understanding of cancer, but there's unlikely to be any immediate benefits to cancer patients. And finally, a police chief in Manila, the capital of the Philippines, has told his men to smarten up. He says their jeans, worn-out tennis shoes and scruffy faces mean the public cannot tell the difference between the police and the crooks. WKLR News at 2 minutes past nine.
Popular records so far this year, and certainly one of the best on WKLR, The Pipes of Peace from Paul McCartney. And our American radio feature starts very, very shortly. In fact, we'll do a quick commercial break after this record.